Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord tonight, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're indeed grateful to the Lord today, for it is another day that the Lord has kept us, and we are grateful. We are glad in it. Just got the glads all over again. Amen. Just when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul truly cries out, hallelujah. My soul cries out because he's yet on the throne, hallelujah. My soul cries out because he yet reigns. My soul cries out, glory to God, when I think of his love and what he's done. Amen, Jesus, my soul truly cries out, hallelujah. Coming to the full understanding, glory to God, of his great salvation, the great sacrifice that he's made for all of us. Amen. And we just thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, and because he made that great sacrifice, because he lives, we live. Amen. We live. We live. We live, glory to God, amen. And as the scripture declares, he's already made provision. He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, amen. So we bless the Lord. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We want to thank God for each of you for coming out. Thank you for this time. Thank you for, amen, Jesus, as always, making the sacrifice to come and be with us here at the Prayer News Network Global. We just want to thank God for all of our international listeners each and every one. We thank God for you. Whatever country you're listening in, we just want to say thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you so much for joining us. We appreciate you so much for tuning in with us. Amen. We just thank God for you. We do. We do. We do. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the new countries that have joined. Amen. Glory to God. I know our last count was 59. Glory be to God, but we know it's so much more than that now. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise because truly it is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. People of God, marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. Amen. It's the Lord. Amen, Jesus. He got he got this ministry. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, he's expanding borders upon borders upon borders. Amen. We just don't know, glory to God, where it's going to end. Amen. But we know that he's leading us. Glory to God. And we have determined within ourselves wherever he leads us, there we shall follow. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. We bless the Lord. We glorify him. Amen. We glorify the name of the Lord. Amen. We come to glorify his name. Amen. And we thank the Lord tonight, amen, for you coming to this worship experience. We thank God for all of our listeners here in the U.S., those in the isles of the sea, glory to God, those in the Middle East, amen, the West, amen. We just thank God for you, amen, the four corners of the earth, amen, North, South, East, and West. Wherever you're listening from, we thank God for you. Wherever you, amen, these airways are tapping on your ear, amen. We thank the Lord for you. Yes, we do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you more than you will ever know. Amen. We pray that you have come to this line intentionally. Amen. We pray that you come, that you brought your faith. Amen, Jesus. We pray that you come on tonight. Amen. Ready to hear what the Lord has to say unto us. Amen. Glory be to God, because we know that we don't have it all, but when we come and we hear the word, amen, Jesus, line upon line, precept upon precept, and it builds upon that, amen, that the Lord perhaps has spoken, that we've heard, amen, in our spirit, that we've heard in the natural. Glory to God, we come to get a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, amen, to draw us closer unto him. Amen. And as he draws us closer, people of God, amen, circumcising our hearts, bringing us to him, glory to God. And as the scripture says, amen, that Christ would be formed in us. He's forming in us. As we're hearing this word is living. We're not just listening to just word, amen, glory to God, just a man's word, glory to God, but we're listening, amen, at the word, amen, of he who spoke in the beginning, God, yes, glory to God, the words that he has spoken, amen, Jesus, to to the patriarchs, the words that he has spoken to his disciples, the words that he has spoken, glory be to God, the word that he is yet speaking today, amen, and we come to hear what the Lord is saying, amen, because listen, people of God, he hasn't stopped talking. He has not stopped talking, and we bless the Lord. We glorify the Lord, amen, Jesus, for causing us to be in the right place at the right time that we can hear a word to add to, amen, to add to that has already been spoken. So we give him thanks. We give him praise for you, people of God, for joining us, for coming, amen, Jesus, to be a part. Listen, as you're coming in, we just want to ask you, if you will, go ahead and tag somebody, amen. Glory to God, if you're sitting in a room with someone who's, amen, just, amen, doing, just twiddling their thumbs or just, amen, watching something else, listen, invite them to come and listen in. Invite them to come and listen in with you here on the Prayer News Network, amen. So we bless him. We thank him. Amen. We want you to get your pencil, your paper. Amen. Jot down your notes. It's been already proven that when you write it down, you retain it just a little bit longer. Amen. So jot it down. Amen. You may not jot all of it down, but if there's anything that touches your spirit, anything that causes you to say, or anything, amen, that the Lord would speak, amen, that penetrates your heart. You don't want to forget it. So we always encourage you to write it down. Write it down. Type it, amen, Jesus, in your phone. However, just put it down. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, we want to thank God for all of our listeners, however you are listening, those that are listening by our Prayer News Network Facebook page, or those that are listening by our ReOp Prayer Group 52 page, or those that are listening by, amen, Jesus, Googling Prayer News Network, amen. We're all connected, amen, hearing the same message at the same time, expanding the reachability, amen. And we have, amen, people that are listening, glory to God, from all over the world, and we are so grateful. We're so grateful for that, amen, those that come and tune in, even after the broadcast is over, in the privacy of your home. Someone, amen, may just click it on, amen, just to listen to the word as you go to sleep. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. However, whenever, glory to God, just that you get it in. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord on tonight. We glorify him on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to thank God for you tonight. However you're listening in, glory to God, we just thank the Lord for you. Amen. Just get ready. Get your hearts ready. Get your minds ready on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And before, amen, we get dive into, amen, our broadcast, we want to thank God for all of the leaders that are represented here on the line, however you're listening. Amen. We thank God for our leaders praying for us. Amen. Praying for us, letting us know, amen, Jesus, that they're praying for us, amen, Jesus. And listen, our leaders, we're waiting on you, amen. We realize that everybody's kind of resetting, amen, recalibrating, if you will, amen, as things begin to get back to some type of normality, amen, Jesus. But listen, all of our leaders, our speakers, our ministers, amen, we just want to let you know we're waiting on you to get you on the calendar, amen. We are waiting on you to get you on the calendar, amen. Glory to God. So definitely get back with us, amen, whenever you can. Let us know when you're available, amen, because we're ready to get your schedule. Truly, the Lord is doing great things here at the Prayer News Network, amen, and there's so much more yet to come, amen. Jesus, this is just one component. And as always, we want to put it out there, amen, because we are growing and expanding, amen, Jesus. If you see, glory to God, that you're able to avail yourself in any way to be a part of this outreach ministry, amen, we welcome that, amen. We are not a church, amen. We're not trying to take you from your church, amen, Jesus, glory to God, but we're certainly an outreach ministry, amen, in several different parts, several different, amen, areas that we're looking to expand into. So if you're available, if you, amen, Jesus, have a gift and gifting that you, amen, Jesus, want to, amen, be a part of this outreach ministry, certainly, certainly get back with us, amen. You can contact us at either of the numbers that we give you at the end, amen, Jesus. You can text us and let us know that you would like to be a part, what you would like to do, amen, and we'll get with you, amen, and see, amen, Jesus, how we can fit you in, amen, because people of God, listen, it's all about growth, it's all about development, amen, and we're trying to move forward in this time and in this hour. No time for stagnancy, no, 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 amen. We've been here, amen, Jesus, now going on about 3 years, people of God, and it's certainly time for us to move forward. Amen. Glory to God. So get with us. Amen. If there's anything that you would like to be a blessing to this ministry, glory to God, we open arms. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Because listen, one person does not have it all. 2, 3, 4, 5 gen people, amen, does not have all of the answers. Amen. Glory to God. And we're trying to build and repair, amen, and fortify and cause this ministry to go forth where vision of the Lord is. Amen. Glory to God. So please, ma'am, please, sir. Amen. Again, we're outreach ministry. Glory to God. Amen. Many that are with us, amen, are from different ministries, and that's okay. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're just trying to advance, amen, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. And no one person has all the answers. Amen. We're not even trying to acclaim to that. Glory to God. But we are trying to acclaim to winning souls for Christ. Amen. Winning souls for the kingdom. Amen. That someone would hear, that someone, glory be to God's hearts, would be touched. Someone's heart would be circumcised. Glory be to God. Come on. Glory be to God that they will come unto him. Glory be to God. Be born again. Hallelujah. Translated, glory be to God, into this wonderful kingdom of God. Amen. Glory to God. And begin walking in the newness of life. Amen. Glory to God. We believe everybody has something to offer. Amen. So glory to God. So consider these things, people of God. Consider. Amen. Glory to God. You're free to give me a call. Amen, Jesus. If there's anything, amen, that you would like to, amen, discuss or that you would like to roll out, amen, glory to God, certainly let us know. We're just trying to be better. Amen. Grow and be better. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. Consider all these things. Amen. Want to thank God. Amen. For our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. I thank God tonight. Amen. Jesus, that I am saved. Hallelujah. Sanctified. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Glory to God. And I'm running for my life. Amen. I love the Lord. I love him. Amen. I want you to love him too. Yes, I want you to love him too. Glory be to God. We don't have to be sad. Amen, Jesus. Salvation is not sad. Glory to God. As we go on to know him, glory to God, let me tell you something. That stirs your heart. It stirs your soul. It stirs your spirit. Glory be to God. Why? Because we're becoming more like him every day. Every time we hear this word, amen, as the scripture declares, he's being formed in us. Amen. So we give God thanks on tonight, amen, for, amen, Jesus, thanking God for my leaders, amen. Glory be to God. Thanking him for the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Amen. Thanking him tonight. Amen. For our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James. Thanking him. Glory be to God for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God tonight. Amen, Jesus, for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, the first family. Thanking the Lord tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. For the women of God that stand by these men of God. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for your leaders, people of God. Thanking him for your leaders. We, amen, give honorage, amen, to these men and women of God because we know that we didn't get here on our own. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. It was the elders that fed us, that led us, that guided us, amen, that bring us to this point. Amen. Glory to God. And here we are. Just trying to advance this vision. Amen. Glory to God. Advancing the vision. Amen. Thanking God, amen, for the staff. Amen. The PNN advisors, thanking him for the staff on tonight. Amen. Those that helped to work to keep this outreach moving. Amen. Listen, we thank God for the people that are yet to come. Amen. The yet come on board, the staff that are yet to come on board to keep this outreach moving and advancing. Amen. It's a beautiful situation, and I'm excited to see what the Lord is about to do in the midst of this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. He didn't name it for nothing. I tell you, glory to God, he had a vision in mind. Glory to God, and the vision still stand. There's a promise, glory to God, on this outreach ministry. And we give God thanks, and we give God praise. We give him glory on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We would, people of God, that you prepare your hearts and your mind on tonight. Amen. We are rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll be rebroadcasting, amen, as we get, amen, Jesus, as we fill in, as we pull in. Glory be to God. Our schedule, Amen, Jesus. But as the Lord will say, glory to God, tonight we are rebroadcasting. Amen. Glory to God. So prepare your hearts and prepare your minds on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Prepare your hearts. Prepare your mind. Amen. Prepare your spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Let us hear what the Lord has to say on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Let us hear what the Lord has to say on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We give him thanks. Again, we give him praise. Amen. We give him honor. We again give him glory, all of the glory that is due unto his precious name. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. So tonight, people of God, let us prepare. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let's sanctify the line on tonight. We believe in that. Amen. Glory to God. We got to be clean. We can't go to God any kind of way. No, 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 no. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if we regard iniquity in our hearts, that the Lord will not hear us. Amen. But we want the Lord to hear us. Isn't that right? That is right. Amen. Glory to God. So let us prepare our hearts and our minds on tonight. Amen. As we prepare for, amen, the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Again, we're rebroadcasting. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So set your heart now to hear from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
With all my soul and with all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me, bless his holy, holy name. Oh, for he has done great things, for he has done great things, for he has done great things. I bless his
come, glory to God, to give him the honor that's due unto him.
Glory to God, for the Lord is good. The Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Glory to God. He created us. Glory to God to give him praise. He created us, people of God, hallelujah, to worship him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we come on tonight, glory to God, we come to worship him. We come, glory to God, to let him know, hallelujah, how much we appreciate him. We come on tonight, glory be to God, to adore him. Hallelujah. We come on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah, to let him know just how much we appreciate him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, glory to God. Hallelujah, with the fruit, the very fruit of our lips, we bless you on tonight. We bless you for your goodness. We bless you tonight. We bless you for your grace. We bless you on tonight. Hallelujah, because you yet reign, because you are Lord of Lords and you are King of Kings. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for life abundantly. We bless you tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah, for being on our side. We bless you tonight, hallelujah, for your divine protection. We bless you, glory to God, for keeping us in divine help on tonight. We bless you on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, for a reasonable portion of strength. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. Thank you for keeping our minds, oh God, for we're in a right mind, and we thank you tonight. We're in a mind to yet glorify you. We're in a mind, oh God, to yet give you praise. We're in a mind, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God, and we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We thank you, and we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're coming on tonight giving you thanks. We're coming giving you praise. We're coming giving you honor. We're coming giving you glory in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you to look on us tonight. Look on each and every one of us. Look on us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight to forgive us of sin. Forgive us on tonight. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us on tonight. Any and everything, oh God, that's not like you. We're asking you to forgive us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you tonight, oh God, we're asking you even now, Lord, to God, we're asking you to look upon us. Look upon where we are. Look upon our households. Even now, in the name of Jesus, look upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallow, oh God, the place, God. Hallow where we are, even now, in the name of Jesus. Hallow, oh God, our homes. Cause your angels, oh God. Cause your angels to be among us. Cause your angels, oh God, to swallow up every wicked way. Cause your angels, oh Messiah, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking you to sanctify us. Sanctify us now. Sanctify each and every one of us. Sanctify our homes in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Cause your glory to rest upon us. Cause your glory, hallelujah, say God. Cause your glory to rest. Cause your glory to reign in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to do it tonight. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God in our communities. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look on our communities on tonight. Look upon our cities. Look upon our states. Look upon our counties. Look upon the nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, God, look upon us tonight. Oh, glory be to God. We say on tonight, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, your people. In the name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to save to the utmost. In the name of Jesus. Save, oh God. Save your people from themselves. Save your people from a burning hell. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. Save your people. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Wash and make whole on tonight. In the name of Jesus. We're asking you to do it, huh? We're asking you to do it again. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Cause your righteousness to be revealed. Cause your righteousness, oh God, to be established among us, your people. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it. tonight. Deliver your people as only you can. Deliver your people in the name of Jesus. Deliver from adverse situations. Deliver from wickedness. Deliver from the hands of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus, rescue, oh God. Rescue tonight. In the name of Jesus, rescue your people. In the name of Jesus, oh God, deliver tonight. Deliver from the way that seemeth right. Deliver your people unto righteousness. Deliver your people unto truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, and tonight, we're at the end of looking at the hospitals. Look, oh God, eat of my fire. Oh God, look on tonight. Look on your people. Glory to God, look on your people tonight. Oh God, those that are broken, those that are healed, those that are sick on tonight. Glory to God, those that are broken hearted on tonight. Father, send forth your anointing. Send forth your anointing to break every yoke. Send forth your anointing, for you're the healing balm of Gilead. We're asking you to heal and restore. In the name of Jesus, go way down. Oh, glory to God, way down in the soul, way down in the body, way down in the spirit. And we're asking you to heal. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, Father, do it tonight. Father, do it tonight all over the earth, all over the land. We're asking you to heal. Glory to God. We're asking you to do it for your people. Glory to God. The people, oh God, that are sitting in darkness. Father, bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out, oh God. Bring them out by your outstretched hand. Bring them out. Glory to God. Cause them to see the light. Cause them to see the way. For you're the light. You're the way. And Father, we thank you tonight. You're the truth. Oh God, and we bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We glorify you for bringing us out. Hallelujah. But we were yet in sin. Oh God, and you died for us and you gave us life. And for this we give you thanks, and for this we give you praise. Father, we're asking you on tonight to bless marriages, oh God. Bless marriages all over the land. Bless, oh God. Hallelujah. For you sanctify them. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless the marriages on tonight, oh God, for those that you put together. Oh God, no man can put asunder. And we thank you tonight. Bless tonight. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, destroy the hand of the wicked that seems to bring confusion in the midst of marriages, in the midst of husbands and wives. On tonight, oh God, we're asking you to stand. Cause peace to stand and be in the midst. Cause peace to stand and be in the midst. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you, oh God, for touching our children. Thank you, oh God, for touching their minds, oh God, the evil in the, glory be to God, in the persuasion of the evil one. Father, but we thank you tonight. Thank you for breaking and sending forth the spirit of confusion against the enemy. Thank you, oh God, for rescuing your people, rescuing your children on tonight in the name of Jesus. Cause their hearts to be pure towards you and towards your works. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you tonight. We love you. We appreciate you, Master. We thank you. Hallelujah. Because truly you have all things in control. And for this we give you thanks. And for this we give you praise. For this we glorify you. Father, we're asking you to set your anointing now. Set your choice anointing, glory to God, on the line. We thank you, glory to God. Set your choice anointing among us, oh God. Set it almost, set it upon us tonight. Father, we thank you now. We thank you, oh God, for anointing your speaker on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for that you're given unto her for your people. We thank you tonight. We honor you tonight. We glorify you. We magnify you. Thank you for your word. For your word is truly life unto us. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. For this we give you glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, we're asking you now, oh God, to breathe upon our speaker, glory to God, the word in her belly for your people on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. in the precious name of Jesus. Father, now we're asking that you would hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the work that you've begun in us. We thank you. Glory to God that you're going to complete it. Hallelujah, and it's already done. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. In our precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Amen. Again, we thank the Lord, glory to God, for his choosing in this hour. Amen, Jesus. Thank him for bringing us together one more time. Hallelujah. One more time. One more time. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're not going to prolong the time, people of God. Amen. But we're so grateful, glory to God, that the Lord has us here. Amen. In the right place at the right time. Amen. Glory be to God. How many ready to hear from the Lord? Amen, Jesus. How many got your pens? How many got your paper? Glory to God. How many are really ready to hear from the Lord? As we always say, if you just take away one thing, amen, Jesus, take that one thing and let the Lord breathe upon it. Let him bless you real good. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we are traveling. Amen. We're going back over to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen. Glory to God. We're going back to Lawrenceville. Glory be to God, a woman of God there. Amen. We find there, amen, that loves the Lord. Glory to God. She loves the people of God. Amen, Jesus. She stands for holiness. She stands for righteousness. Amen. She loves the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. She is saved. She is sanctified. Amen. She has the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And we thank God on tonight. We're so grateful. Amen. That she's also one of our advisors, one of our PNN advisors. Amen. Jesus been with us. Amen. Since the inception. Amen. Since the conversations about PNN. Amen. She was there. So we're to the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to receive on tonight. Amen. Advisor. Minister Ali Booker. God bless you, woman of God. It's your prayer. There you go.
Bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. God bless,
bless
you.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. People tonight. We praise God for each of you all tonight. We praise God for those that for a year have come out tonight. Just to lift up the name of Jesus. We praise God for the Holy Ghost. We praise God. We bless God for the Holy Ghost. We praise God for his word tonight. Minister Bradley have given honor all and to each and every one in their respectable place. We're not going to go back through that. And we just praise God for your leaders. We praise God for my leaders. And we just praise God for his people. His people as in home. We magnify the name of the Lord tonight. And his name is a strong tower. Knowing that we can run into him tonight and be saved. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we do thank you. And we do praise you. And we do magnify your name. And Lord God, we lift you up tonight because you're the only one that is worthy of all my glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's due unto your name, Father. And I heard Minister Bradley in her prayer. She asked you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to heal. She asked you to deliver, God. She asked you, God, to bless marriages, bless families, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we ask you to move tonight by your spirit, son. By your spirit. Because it's not by power, no, no. And it's not by might, but it is by your spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Now, Lord God, I yield myself unto thee and thee only. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover us, hide us. In the name of Jesus, bind up the very will of the enemy. In Jesus' name, Lord God, touch my lips to clay, your word in my belly. In the name of Jesus, let not me speak of myself, but you. In Jesus' name, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. God, we glorify your name. Saints, I was thinking And I praise God that Minister Bradley had this vision in her heart and in her view for a long time. And I was thinking that it's been a year and some days or some weeks now since the line, and the Lord have allowed her vision, this vision that he's given unto the woman of God, to come to fruition. And he continued to add it on and even making it greater, because God is great. And I praise God for that. I praise God for the visionary. And I praise God for the work that he's doing in her life. There come a time we got to look and we always magnify the Lord for what he's doing in the lives of others, the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, and teachers. Then we have to ask ourselves a question. Lord, what are you doing in my life? What are you doing in my life? We can glorify God for everything he's doing in others, but God, what are you doing in my life? And then you go back and you think about when you first received the Lord, God, how we were so willing to run and go tell the goodness of God wherever we saw one. We were telling the goodness of God. We made known his deeds in the earth. We made known his deeds among the people, that God has saved us and God has baptized us in the Holy Ghost, and our lives has changed. And we were running to tell somebody, yay, about the goodness of the Lord. And I'm grateful tonight for what God is doing in my life, and I'm grateful for what I see God is doing in others, and I'm grateful for what God is doing in my family. And I thank God when I see the word of God being alive and well in the earth. In the earth and in earth in the vessel in this day and time. And I go back and we've been on this line there every night, 7 days a week. We praise God for it. 7 days a week. Hallelujah. 7 days a week. And words have been preaching, healing, deliverance, and salvation and peace, joy, everything we can find there, our spiritual, mentally, physically, emotionally, everything. And now God expects us to walk therein. That's what we have heard. That's things that we have seen. God have expectations that we walk therein. We walk therein. And there's nothing I can really say tonight that you have not already heard of. Hey, nothing can even be uttered tonight that you have not already heard of. But we have to take heed, earnest heed, to what we have heard and put it into practice. And I praise God tonight, and not knowing what was going to be said, but I do know one thing for sure. God told us all, saved, baptized in the Holy Ghost, we become his witness. We become his witness in the earth. We become his witness. Each and every last one of us have a responsibility towards our right standing with God. We have a responsibility towards others, that we walk upright and we be an example in the earth. We have a responsibility, and not left up to the preachers or prophets and evangelists and teachers and help. God has given all of us a responsibility. Each and every last one of us. We call to our holiness, the righteousness of God. And then he says, he told all of us, we'll come as witness. Let the light so shine before men that they can see our good works. Why? That our Father that is in heaven, that his name could be glorified. So we all have a responsibility. And not left up to those that title have been made known. Each and every last one of us carry a title. Witness. Telling the goodness of God. wherever you go. Make known his deeds among the people. His deeds. And not I'm in trouble. No. I found me somebody that can deliver me from all my trouble. Someone that I can run into and I can be saved. I found me someone that my job can be fulfilled every day. I found me someone that I have new mercy every morning. I found me someone that if I keep my mind stayed on, I can have perfect peace. I found me someone that will supply all of my needs according to his riches that is in glory. See, I found me someone that when I'm weak, I can say I'm strong. Yay! Thank you. I found me someone that I can sing songs of praise that the angels cannot sing. I found me someone that I can sing sweet melodies to. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I found me someone that lift up your head all these days. There I go. And you lift it up. You everlasting door. And what in the King of Glory shall come in? And the King of Glory shall come in. Telling of his goodness. His goodness. Find me someone that says that he's a healer. Not just my natural body. He's a healer of my sin and sick soul. He's a healer of my mental state. He's a healer of my financial status. He's a healer on my heart to forgive others for their trespasses against me. He's a healer. Because if I can't forgive those that have trespassed against me, then I cannot get forgiven. He is. The Lord is. The Lord is. He's my seal. Hey. In my book of thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. The Lord is. So when you're in trouble, trouble will hit. And trouble will come. And trouble ought to come. Persecution will come. Persecution ought to come. Lying on you. It don't come. And it should come. There's no strange thing when it gets to us. But he left us a most sure word of prophecy. He left us a most sure word of prophecy. Heaven and earth will pass, but his word will. And so whatever situation we find ourselves in, God is able to deliver us from it all. And David said, now, if I made my bed in hell, I found out a thing. He was right there. So it didn't matter where I went. I could not escape his presence. Hey, glory to God. Thank you. Hey, glory to God. Thank you. So it don't matter what you're doing. It don't matter what you're going through. It does not matter. We cannot escape his presence. He's right there. And he made a promise, Lord, I'll never leave thee, nor will I forsake thee. I know what you said to the kids of the world. So when trouble comes, when the enemy is battling you from all four corners, you have to tell him, say, you may be bothering me, but I know something, and I'm going to stand firm on what I know. The Lord said, the word of God declared that he would never leave me. The word of God declared that he would never forsake me, but he'll go with me to the end of the world. So what is he telling you? You won't matter to nothing. So what if he laying stumbling blocks? So what if he trying to hinder you? So what? He gonna remove the hindrance. Just said to wear it. So what? So what? If you just have a little in the kitchen, little become much when you place it in the master's hand. So what? oh, we don't hear nothing good no more. We don't see nothing good no more. Every time you look around, somebody getting killed, somebody got shot down, somebody, marriage is breaking up, somebody is dying, and somebody losing their job. The children is cutting up, husbands cutting up, wives cutting up, people at the church cutting up. Wherever you go, somebody's cutting up. We cutting up. Health is cutting up. Plants cutting up. Everywhere you go, something is popping off. But the word of God declares, no matter where we find ourselves, so what? He is a provider. He is a provider. We just trust him through it, though. And so what? There ain't no weapon formed against you gonna prosper. And you know it's all torture. So what? That's just their opinion. And their opinion is their opinion. Someone let your opinion control me? No, I don't think so. Not according to scripture. No. Once upon a time, I might have. No, ain't no money. No, I didn't. Others allow what other people thought and felt and said about me would be bothered me so bad because I tried so hard to do that was right and to love people and give from my heart and give all mine or earns or whatever to try to be a help. And then nothing was ever good enough. And to have found out, no matter what you give to others, no matter how much you have done, enough is given, and sometimes you can never give enough. If I'm an unsatisfied person, I'll always be a person of not satisfied, no matter what they get. And that's why he said, find the peace with all men, and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. As much as peace lies within yourself. So from always, this is somebody always said, I ain't never going to have no peace. Ask yourself a question. How much peace lies within you? I keep my mind on you. Keep me in perfect peace. In the midst of trouble, calm to get the lump. It's calm to smooth us. It's calm really to get our attention. It's calm to make our pathway straight. It's calm that we may examine ourselves. Because we are the one that testifies of guilt. And he said, okay, since you're testifying of it, God needs you to search the scriptures to find out whether you really have eternal life or not. Search it. Don't worry about what man thinks. Turn about what the Lord thinks. My dad, God bless his soul, said one time, he called my mom little fella. I love little fella, but I'm going to do what's right by her. But I'm going to try my very best to please God. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we got that thing backwards. We doing what's right to a sense by God, and we're pleasing everyone else. And God being left out being pleased. That's all I said, Lord, are you pleased with me today? Are you pleased with me? So God wants us to have stability in him. He wants us to have stability. He wants us to be strong in him. See, if we abide in him, we can. But outside of him, we can't, because outside of him, we don't have life. We don't have strength. We don't have what we need to have some stability. You know, when you go through for a while, it's just for a little while. what you going through? It's just for a little while. Come on now. It's just for a short period of time. Come on now. It's not going to knock you out. Just for a little while. Establish you. It's just for a little while. And so he just pull the scale off of our eyes. So he can unstop our ears. So he can make sure That's that our arteries, the blood is running like it ought to through the arteries. So the blood can get to the brains and the heart to pump like it ought to. So it can go through the body like it should. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how the word of God is doing. Clean our spiritual arteries. Cleaning up the stuff, the things that are cloud our judgment. Mhm. Yeah. Being born again, not of corrupt thing, not of corrupt thing, but of incorruptible by the word of God. By the word of God. Being born again, not of corruptible thing, see, but of incorruptible. By the word of God, which lives and abides for how long? Forever. Forever. But all, not some. All flesh is as grass. All the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away. See? But the word, I don't care if it's thunder or earthquake, I don't matter what it is, because sometimes life can be just like an earthquake. Sometimes life situation can be just like a tornado or a hurricane or something. But the word of the Lord endures forever. If I'm going to find myself going to be built up on anything, I want to be built up on the word of God, the word of God. Heaven and earth may pass, but God's word will stand. And God is held accountable by his word. Oh, no. Oh, God, this is... No. Girdle your lungs. Girdle yourself up with truth. I don't have my pity party. No. See, God moved by faith. Our faith in him. Faith in him. Trust in him. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto, it's unto you, unto us, unto you, unto me. Peter 1, 23 through 25. The Lord wants us to stand on what his words say. So what I'm going to say, God, I don't have anything. Open your mouth. Of God, you don't have nothing. And I'll speak. If you yield yourself, I'll use you. If you resist temptation, it'll flee. If you speak, I'm here. You shall be. If you stop speaking, I am delivered by the word of God. And you will have. And you share, speaking those things that are not as though they were. Heaven and earth to pass, but the word of God go into it forever. Forever. Burn of that sure foundation. Most your word of prophecy. Because Jesus is on his way back. We got to make ourselves ready. And we got to be ready. So we got to get our garment on. Yeah, we got to have, when it, and, they used to back in the day, they take the starch and they would have it in the starch and mix it with some water. And they would take that iron. You all young people don't know anything about this. And I thank God I came up the way I did because there was survival skill. And they would take it and they would take the shirt or whatever it was and they dip it in that water, in that starch, and they would wring that shirt out and they would take that hot iron and they would iron that shirt. That shirt would be so stiff and the crease would be so, and that, and in that shirt, all those pants, and like it could cut your throat. What God word is, like a two-edged sword. Like a two-edged sword. It cuts you, but it heals you too. Uh-huh. And God don't want to leave none of us in the situation that he's found us in. He wants to make us better. Wants to make us better. And we shouldn't want to leave no one in a bad situation that we found them in. We all want to make them better. Mm-hmm. Forever, oh Lord, that word is settled. Oh, God's word is settled. Forever, oh Lord, that word is settled in heaven. That's what Psalms 119 said and 89. Forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. In heaven. Forever. The grass withers. The word of our God shall stand forever. You hear this forever? Forever. 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 That's a reminder. Forever. So no matter what we face, in God's word stands forever. We can stand on God's word forever. Forever. So verily I say unto you, look here, to heaven and earth, hey, one jump or one tilter shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Did we hear that? He says, for verily I say unto you, unto me, unto you, unto us, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Matthew 5 and 18 tells us that. It's going to be fulfilled. So, wherever we find ourselves in a crisis, that's why you just have to say, Father, if this is your will, and if this be pleasing unto you that I be persecuted for your name's sake, so be it. Ah, when we start saying, Father, if this bring you pleasing unto you, that my name be lie. Yes, if they see, he said, but whatever they say now, you let it be a lie. But just in case it is true, repent and turn. Mm-hmm. Blessed be the Lord that has given rest. Blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that had not failed one word. Saint, has not failed one word of all his good promise. Not one word of God's promise. For God can't fail. You abide in me. Let my word abide in you. You can ask what you will. Now you're abiding in now. Uh-huh. And my word abiding you. Mm-hmm. You got to do something, I'm going to do something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you can ask me what you will. It shall be done unto you. Because his thoughts towards us is good and not evil. To prosper. God's word can't fail, saints. For I am the Lord. I will speak. And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. Now look. Look. Now. You want to most your word of prophecy go in his word. Tell me something. Prophesy to him. Tell me something. And if you do, what you going to do with it? Are you going to take heed to it and do something with it? Or are you going to take it and let it fall to the ground for 50 years? I am the Lord. I will speak. And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. Look, this got me. It shall be no more prolonged. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. That's a good place to praise God. That's a good place right there to bless his name. That's a good place to lift him up right there. That's a good place to say glory, hallelujah. That's a good place to tell him thank you. To tell him thank you right there. Right? It shall be no more prolonged. But in your days, look at here, old rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, says the Lord God. That's what the scripture said now. I'm saying what it's saying. He says again out of Ezekiel 12:25, for I am the Lord. I will speak, God, I will, and he is. You see? And he is. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to your church. And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall no more belong. So, why? Because if I don't cut the day short, no flesh will be saved. So the time got to be redeemed. So whatever God has said concerning you, and whatever God has said about you, and whatever God has put in motion have already started in you, he will not prolong it no longer. He not. And he not. He's not. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ears unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Or life, yes, sir. Life, thank you. Life unto those. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Let's hear this again. Let my son attend to my words. My words. Incline thy ears unto my singing. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life. They are life unto those that find them. And heal, you gonna believe. We shall believe the report of the Lord. That was Proverbs 10. Proverbs 20:22. My son, attend to my words. Incline that heal to my sins. Let them not depart from thy eyes, from your eyes now, to thy heart. But they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Health to all their flesh. Everything that everything about you. Everything about us. Everything about us. For the word is life unto those that find to wise counselors. That's a lot of counseling going on. But is it wise? Is it full of God's wisdom? Not in God's knowledge. Not like the world knowledge and wisdom. Because you can buy knowledge, but you can't buy wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. And things you have experienced. My hope, my experience, the things I've experienced in my life. I thank God for keeping me and hiding me and protecting me until I came to myself. And knowing I wouldn't fit to live and would not fit to die. And I needed me a Savior. And he sent his word to cleanse me. He sent his word to deliver me. He sent his word to save me. He sent his word to heal me. He sent his word to lift me. Oh, out of that, he sent his word to pull me up out of the pits of hell. He sent his word to raise me above my thinking. where no one want to have nothing to do with me. No more of what they can get from me. But God, thanks be to God for Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God that he loved me so much that he gave. That I can rise up out of my sorrow. You know, man can come into the Father except he joins. I thank God for drawing. And through love and kindness have I drawn thee. That's the only way we're going to draw people. It's going to be through love and kindness. What shall we dare say to these things? My God. If God be for you tonight, who could be against you? Romans 8:31 says, if God be for you tonight, who could be against you? So hard that you say, God is for me, and who are you to be against me? So we don't wrap against flesh and blood, but spiritual weakness in high places. Spiritual wickedness. Can't endure such what we're in now, and there's greater things to come. And we don't build ourselves up now, and we don't get strengthened now, how are we going to be able to stand? He asked some of us he got to take out of here. Some of us, but he's going to have to do it. And some of us, he have done it. Because that you may be saved, some of our works will burn up. But you yourself will be saved. And you guess what? You're going to remain saved. Then you're going to have no, he said, you've been faithful a few things. Come on, enter into my rest. I'll make you rule over many. Some are going to rule, and some are going to continue to be good. But nevertheless, the works will burn, but you'll be saved. But don't you want to rise, huh? Yeah. What shall we say? What shall we dare say to these things? If God, these things, he said, what shall we say? Now look at that. What shall we say? What shall we dare say to these things? Ask the question. Ask the question. Then turn around and say, if God be for us, against us. Who? But what? When your enemy come up to eat of your flesh, he'll cause them to stumble and fall. He'll say the word. Yeah? And then he'll give his anger charge over you to keep you and to shield you and protect you. He'll say the word. Tanagong. Yes, sir. The internal God is thy refuge. Yes, he is. Hey, thank you. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Thank you. Glory to God. And he shall thrust out the enemy. She says, remain faithful. Remain steadfast. Remain unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. God is rough right now, but God will stand firm. I'm gonna stay right here until you come and help me. I'm gonna stay right here until you come and strengthen me. Yeah. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before me and shall straight destroy him. He can prepare a table. Not out there present. Look at that saint. Look at that saint. Isn't that all right? Isn't that all right? Isn't that all right? God said, I'll prepare a table right in front of your enemy. I'll prepare a table in the midst of your enemy. And I'll let you sit and eat in peace. In the midst of them. Not God still, not running from them. Not hiding from them. So God be for you, but you be against you. We're not better than our Lord. He has to face things. He has to go through things. He has to speak upon it. And he, the Son of the living God, had not committed no sin. But he took on sin, took on all the our sin, took on the sins of the whole world. So he acquainted with all our griefs. Nothing that we face, nothing we going through, nothing we feel in our body, nothing can confront us that he don't have not already been confronted. And guess what? And then he gave us the victory. So we are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that love us. Nothing could come upon us that God has not already settled it in heaven. Forever by his word. Nothing. And all the way he allowed anything to come, you who he is in you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to rise up and stand firm on what he has said about us. Mm-hmm. He wants to show the world who he is in us. So he could provoke them to jealousy. He wants people to know. See, we don't want folks to know what we want. We don't want people to know we're struggling. We don't want people to know nothing. No. Don't want. But then, how are you going to be able to show your God strong and mighty in the midst of us? Hey! If they can't say, oh, that woman don't been through hell. Oh, that woman don't been through so much. That man, I tell you, I thought that man was so sick they was giving him up. Lord, but look at him. God don't raise him up. God don't put the senior don't put flesh on his bone. Lord, he looked healthy as a horse. Oh, God. I remember her house is in foreclosure. I remember she lost the job. But we look over there every day. We know what she was facing, know what she was going through. But the Lord have done her well. The Lord has done her well. He has strengthened her. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He has strengthened her. He has, God has done it. God has done it. So God gets the glory. God gets the praise. God gets the honor. It almost goes to mind. They say, her mind is gone. They said her mind is gone. She was battling so much at one time she couldn't deal with it. He couldn't deal with it. Wives left him. Husband left him with all them children. Wives left the man with all them children. He had to try to get the children to school, get them to babysit them, and then get to his job. Oh, then he then the children get sick. He got the South and off his job. Or the woman vice versa. But look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Sometimes God has to move you from one place to put you in a better place. Sometimes God has to break things out of your life, cause things to move off you and from you that he may bless you with more. And so sometimes things are hindered. Things God don't break things up or drive things from us. We'll forever let it hang on to us. Or we'll hang on to it. And we'll be stripped in the hands of the enemy. So sometimes things have to break up. Sometimes people have to leave you. And we still try to hold on. So Lord, now is this you breaking this separation? Is this you? Not your love. Not your love separating your love. Sometimes we outgrow. We outgrow people. People outgrow us. It's okay. The Lord is your people. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is your provider. But guess what? We also our brother's keeper. He told us to encourage you one another. When we see them going through, encourage them. And then if you know I'm hungry, don't pray for them to give me something to eat. Mm-hmm. Pray for yourself if you can feed and don't feed them. Pray for yourself. Pray good, but I'm hungry. Give them something to eat. And then we can pray together. Mm-hmm. So we can help each other. We find out someone in a need, and if we can help, let's meet somebody in a better place than what we find. And please, let's stop holding on to 20 years, sir. Forgive. and let it go. So God can move you up and God can bless you and you can live in peace and harmony. Mm-hmm. With oneself. As much as peace lies within yourself. You can't help how people feel about you, except that, now if you have the honesty to cause people to feel that way, so be it. But all the thing you can do is repent. What else can you do? But nevertheless, saints, the Lord is. And his word won't fail us. God's word won't fail us tonight, saints. The word of God won't fail. The word of God is, and it will. And it will do what it said it would do. God is not short of his promises. God's word will renew your mind. God's word will create within us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. God's word will make our pathway straight. God's word. God's word. God wants us to have stability in him. He wants us to have stability in him and to trust him no matter what. Heaven and earth shall pass, saints, but God's word shall not pass away. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And we praise God tonight because his word is settled in heaven. We bless the Lord tonight because God's word has come to renew. We praise God tonight because God's word has come to lift, to renew. We praise God tonight because God's word has come that our jaw might be filled. God's word has come tonight to be a guide and to lead us into all truth. God's word has come tonight to be a refuge. God's word. We praise God for you tonight. We praise God for your patience. We praise God for your endurance tonight. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord tonight for his word. We praise God for his anointing. We praise God. We praise God tonight for Jesus Christ. We praise him tonight. So if there is anyone that do not know Jesus Christ in the heart of your sin, if there be anyone don't know him tonight, you can come. If there be anyone knowing him but need some strength, you can come. If there be anyone tonight knowing him but need a blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Need a blessed assurance. He's mine. He's a blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Mm-hmm. There'll be any tonight. After hearing the word of God. And after we examine ourselves by the word of God, and God has given you strength, enlightened your path, and God has come and cleared your way of thinking, or you can see clearer now through the cloud. And you can see why, because the rain is gone. It's a little cloudy, but I can see a sea. Mm-hmm. So be it. And blessings on you. If there was one that was sick, and you heard the word of God, for I've sent my word to heal you of all folk, all kinds, all manner of sickness and diseases. Blessed be God.
Woman of God.
Bless the name of the Lord. 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 He's waiting. We're waiting. If there be one, perhaps you just need a change of mind, you just need a little push, a little tug, a little pull, you can come. You can come. If there be one, And if you like to just stand in the gap for someone else, you can come. You can come tonight. But nevertheless, if you heard the word, And as she was hearing the word, and the word of God came and answered what you were seeking for. God's word came, touched the places that you needed to touch it in. If you was hurting in your body, and the word of God came and healed you, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? Hearing by the word of the Lord. But just in case you need just a little touching and agreeing, someone just come and touch and agree with you, you could come. You could come. And I remember when Jesus was doing his ministry, doing his time of ministering, and as he proclaimed the word of God, people received healing. People received deliverance. People received uplifting, encouragement, salvation, demons being cast out. As he was doing the will of the Lord, doing the will of God, if you heard the word tonight and the word of God came in and strengthened you in the areas that you were weak, build you up in the areas you were torn down, blessings on you and Sonia. Tonight, we're going to ask one more time if there be one. Desires the word of prayer, you could come. For whatever the reason may be, you're welcome to come. And if not, if there be one, and if not, we're going to pray anyway. Pray. Now, Father, we do thank you. We do praise you. We magnify you. We glorify your name for your word. We thank you. And we praise you, God, that your word cannot return unto you void, but it must perform where you send it to, Father. And for that, we give you glory. For that, we give you honor. And for that, we give you praise. We thank you for sending your word in our dry places tonight, in our broken places tonight. And God, we thank you for sending your word in our troubled place tonight. We thank you for sending your word, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, God, that you have sent to heal our mind, heal our heart, to enlighten us, uplift us, to build us, to sustain us, to keep us, to save us, to revive us, restore us. For that, we tell you thank you tonight. For your word, because heaven and earth will pass, Father, but according to your scriptures, your word gonna stand. Your word gonna stand forever and forever. Your word will stand, God, in the name of Jesus. It's your word. It's your word that brought us out. It's your word that goes in those places that we dare not allow anyone to come. But if your word goes in those secret places and pull us out and set us on a sure foundation. It's your word. Father, we tell you thank you. And we ask you to continue to bless you this people. Bless, Father, this people. Bless those who are near. Bless the healer, but most of all, bless the doer. Bless God in the name of Jesus' leadership. Bless every apostle, prophet, and the pastors and preachers, and help the body of Christ as a whole. Bless those heavenly Father only as you can, even those that have not come to you yet, but must come. For that God, we're going to tell you thank in advance for setting the captives free. We're going to thank you. We're going to praise you, God, magnify you. In the name of Jesus, for pulling us out of our dark places. Lord God, we thank you. We praise you for Minister Bradley. We thank you for every sacrifice that you made, God, in the name of Jesus, for the work of thy kingdom. We praise you. We lift your name up for her, God, her children, her children's children, and all those that are connected to her, Father, in the name of Jesus. I bless you and I magnify you for my children and my children's children, their children, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to move now by your spirit. We ask you to have your way now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And as we prepare, Father, in the name of Jesus, to leave this time, we ask you to cover us. Cover us with the blood of Jesus. Hide us behind this cross. Bind the very will of the enemy, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, in all that we ask of you, we ask your will be done. We ask that your will be done, Father. In the name of Jesus. And we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. And no, we won't take your praise. We give it to you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Be with those, God, that is bereaved tonight. Be with them, Lord. Strengthen them, encourage them, uplift them. Oh, mighty God, those in the hospital. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for those babies, God, in the name of Jesus. Give these mother of mine to take us back to the old landmark, Father, that we would know how to prepare for our youngsters. In the name of Jesus, that they may, God, that they may be fed, God, and be healthy. In the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Yay. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, because you're a way maker. Yes, you are. You're the way, you truth, and you very life. In the name of Jesus, you that God in the beginning, you that God now, and you be God in the end. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, mighty God, God of Israel, glory to your name. In the name of Jesus, bless God as you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 and amen. Thank you, Lord God, in your son Jesus' name. Have your way. Move throughout the whole universe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you.
God bless you, woman.
God bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless you. Yes. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you tonight. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. I tell you, this word has come. Amen, to restore, revive, amen, Jesus, to quicken us, to soothe us, amen, Jesus, glory to God, those places, amen, those broken places. We thank God tonight for this word, amen. We thank him for this word. We thank him, amen, for his messenger on tonight. God bless you, Minister Ali. Amen. I tell you, truly this word did bring blessed assurance. Amen. Glory be to God. It brought, amen, blessed assurance. Amen. That the Lord has not forgotten about us. Glory to
Thank
God.
You.
That the work that he has begun in us, glory to God, he shall perform and he shall complete it.
Don't finish it.
Amen. This word tonight calls us to know that there is purpose in us. Amen. Glory to God. Everything, glory to God, that we're going through, amen, there is purpose. Glory to God. Whether it's to bring us, amen, better, move us forward, glory to God, or to show forth his glory. Amen. Glory be to God. Everything that concerns us concerns him. And we thank God tonight, amen, for this word ministering to the people of God, amen, ministering to our hearts. Amen, causing us to look at this word, glory to God, look at where we are, look at what's going on in our lives, but yet and still know that God is in control. Amen, glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen, we bless him, we thank him, we glorify him. Amen, Jesus, so much was always, listen, people of God, so much be said, amen, these men and women of God, they be coming forth. And as they're coming forth, the Lord is speaking and talking, and you could just go on and on and on. Amen. But we thank God for temperance. We thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Causing us to do things in decency and in order. Amen. But I'm telling you, this word make you want to, glory be to God. As you hear that word, amen, it's connecting and connecting and connecting. That's what it's supposed to do. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Hear a little, there a little. Amen. You hear a word here and it connects in your spirit. Amen. And then it opens up, amen, Jesus, wisdom unto you, understanding unto you. And that makes you excited. Yes, yes, yes. But we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Because we can go on and on and on. Amen. When you, glory God, listen, when you eat a good plate of food, amen, you just want to sit there and eat it all. Eat it all and then ask for some more, especially when it's real tasty. I'm talking about tasty, tasty. Glory to God, but we got to know when to stop. Amen. We don't want to be gluttonous and we don't want to eat too much. Amen. But I tell you, this word make you want to go on and on and on. But people of God, listen, we do want to let you know tonight, amen, that as always, you can get a copy of the broadcast. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Glory to God. We just ask that once you get it, amen, that you would share it with someone else. Amen. You text us and we'll send it a link directly to your phone that you can click and listen at any time. Amen. And you can click and copy and send it to whomsoever the Lord lays upon your heart. And the first number for you to text to get your copy is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. The second number is, amen, 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Now, for our international listeners, you can certainly reach out to us via WhatsApp at the 678 number. If you have WhatsApp, simply text us, let us know that you would like to get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Also, those that are listening via our Prayer News Network page, don't forget, amen, that you can go out there as well. Click, amen, and send to someone, tag someone, or send them the message via Messenger. Amen. If you are blessed, or whomsoever the Lord leads you to send a copy to. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't forget as well our the new REOP prayer group 52 page. Amen. There are about 800 attendees, I believe, in that group. Amen. Those that are listening via REOP, don't forget you can click and share. You can as well click and share with someone. Amen. We thank you for your feedback on our Facebook pages. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It lets us know that you're listening. Amen. Of course, we don't get a count of how many are listening via Facebook, but we do understand that there are quite a few. Amen. Glory to God. So we just want to thank you, those that are listening via Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, people of God, listen, you can go out to Google, Google Prayer News Network, amen. Once you Google the Prayer News Network, amen, there, amen, you will see our logo, amen, and you can click on the logo and listen to the broadcast. As well, you can listen to the podcast, amen. You can listen to the podcast as well once you go out to the web, amen. We thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to our international listeners. Thank you for your prayer requests. Thank you for sending in your prayer requests. Amen. Keep them coming. We thank God for you for listening. Thank you for listening to the Prayer News Network Global. And as well, amen, if you are in need of any messages or whatever, amen, we certainly try to get them out to you as expeditiously as possible. Amen. Thank God for you, people of God. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming. Amen. Jesus, again, woman of God, we thank God for you availing yourself in the service of the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord, glory to God, for this word, this prepared word for prepared people. Amen. People of God, you've got to know that as we're listening to this word, glory to God, the Lord is doing a work in you. As you're listening to this word is living. This word is life. Amen. And truly God is doing a work in you. You don't you think you're just listening? Amen. Glory be to God. Don't you dare think so. Glory be to God. For the word, again, is life, is living. Amen. And we are his living epistles in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord is truly doing a work in each and every one of us. Amen. So, woman of God, we just want to pray. Amen. Jesus, speak a blessing over your life on tonight. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. We bless you now for your servant. We're thanking you for your word. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for your prepared word for a prepared people. Father, we're asking now that you will bless your servant. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Father, we pray that you meet her every need in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would look upon her, that you would breathe upon her tonight. Breathe upon her family, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you know what she have need of. Father, we're asking, oh God, that you would even so meet her need and give her the desires of her heart in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do a new thing even so in her life in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you now. We thank you for favoring your servant. We thank you, glory to God, for endowing her with favor in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to cause your face to shine upon her in the precious name of Jesus. Bless her ministry. Breathe now upon our ministry, oh God, in that precious name, Jesus. We're asking that you would open doors. Open doors, oh God, that the utterance of the gospel may go forth in the precious name of Jesus. Father, do what you will in our life on tonight. In that precious name, oh God, we thank you. We glorify you. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. In that precious name, oh God, we're asking you to bless her going out. Bless her coming in, glory to God, from this time forth, even forevermore. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We honor, we glorify. Hey, glory to God. We glorify you, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you now. We thank you, oh, glory to Haya. We thank you now. Father, and we speak a blessing, oh God, in our life, over our lives now, in that precious name, Jesus. We say, have your way. Continue to have your way in our lives. Continue to make ways, glory to God, out of no way. We thank you, glory to God, for new territory, oh God, that our feet shall trod. We thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you now, oh God, for what you shall do, glory to God, in the days ahead, in ministry, in her life. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you, God. We praise you now. Father, now we're asking that you would hide her behind your precious cross. Cover her in your shed blood. And we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We do forbid behaya shobobovoka. We forbid even tonight retaliation. We thank you, glory to God, for covering her. We thank you for your shed blood. We thank you for your blood tonight. Cover her. Seal her. Oh, God, in that precious name, Jesus. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. In that precious name, Jesus, every heart tonight, say amen, amen. Glory amen. To God, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, amen. Glory be to God. Again, we thank God for you. Woman of God, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Glory be to God. And at this time, we're going to, glory to God, turn it back over into your hands. Amen. For final remarks. Amen, and for the dismissal, the blessing, and the dismissal of the line on tonight. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, woman of God. Bless you, Minister Bradley. Bless all the PN and listeners, yes. Each and every one of you all. Thank and praise God for your faithfulness. Thank and praise God for you continue to come and be supportive to the ministry. We praise God for that. Now, Father, I ask you to cover us with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I ask you to hide us behind the cross. We ask you to bind up the very willing enemy. God, rebuke death and accident from all four corners of the earth for those that travel, Father. In the name of Jesus, shield us, protect us, God. Keep our mind on you, Father. Keep it in perfect peace. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God, for all of your many blessings that you have bestowed upon our life. Now, Lord, we ask you right now, Father, as we make ready, Lord God, some may have to go to work and some going to go to bed. and prepare for the next day if we so have one. Father, we ask you to be with them. We ask you to be with them. In the name of Jesus, thank you for all things, Father. In your son Jesus' name, thank you. Amen. Bless Minister Bradley. Tatina, bless the ministry. In the name of Jesus, we bless her. In the name of Jesus, we bless her, Father. We bless her going out and her coming in. We bless God. I ask you to scripture declare everything her hand touch, wherever her feet thread. We bless it now, Father, in Jesus' name, because you already blessed it, Father. In the name of Jesus, we are standing on your word, God. Katina, bless her, God. Katina, give her increase in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, give her increase. Katina, God, keep watch over both day and night. In the name of Jesus. Oh, as she slumber and sleep, God, keep her mind, Father, in perfect peace. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Let goodness and mercy, beauty and man, and camp round and about her, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Father, in your son Jesus' name, amen, 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 and amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless the hearers. But most of all, God bless the doers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That does conclude tonight's broadcast, people of God. We ask you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Come back and bring somebody. Tell somebody about the PNN. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, good night.
Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.